In the gospel today, Jesus reminds us that he calls us to give witness to him. And we know that that witness is to be given no matter what time it might be, wherever we're at, we might be called to give that witness. Recently, I went to have my hair cut, and obviously, if you see, it won't take much time to do my hair. So the person who was cutting my hair, it was an opportunity. She wanted to, obviously, she saw that I was a bishop and wanted to talk about the Catholic Church and about how we minister to those in the peripheries of society, the homeless, those in human trafficking, those who are hurting, those who are suffering and in silent ways that we should be more aware of. So I was able to give an account of how we are reaching out to do that. And obviously, because my haircut was so short, I had to get to the point right away. So I had to rely upon the Holy Spirit speaking through me, make sure I cover all the points in probably the 5 minutes I have with this person. So I was able to cover all the points, and obviously the Lord works in wonderful ways to make to make our witness known to others. And I believe as we come before the Lord today, we're reminded that he tells us to give witness to him. And what we do in our life in any given moment, how am I being a witness for Jesus Christ? And today we remember in a special way, St. Kateri Tekakwitha. She truly lived out in her own living of life a steadfast witness for the Lord. She lived out a witness of her love for the Lord. She lived out a steadfast witness of her faith in Jesus Christ. And we know that in her living of life among her own people, that in being faithful to Christ, it was not always easy. There was difficulties. She was ridiculed and she was abused. But she remained faithful to giving the witness that Jesus asked her to give in the living of her life. And she's an inspiration for us, because we are called to follow the examples of the saints and the blessed and continue to be faithful to Jesus. He asks of us something too. Give witness to me. And all of us hear that call. Give witness to Jesus Christ. We hear in the gospel that Jesus says you will give witness before kings and governors, not the usual circle of people that we associate with, but Jesus reminds us not just about kings and governors and pagans, but everyone we're called to give witness to. And we do not know when the exact moment might be that we're called to give a particular witness to a particular person. But if we're truly open to the Lord and his challenge to be a witness for Jesus Christ, we should do a few things. First of all, pray to the Holy Spirit. Pray every day that we can be those witnesses of Jesus Christ. And pray to the Holy Spirit we may be open to the opportunities where we're called to be a witness for Jesus Christ. I believe in my own life, and for sure you find it in your own, you think, that was a missed opportunity. I should have said something to that person. I should have gone up to that person just to touch base on where they're at in their life. I believe Jesus was calling me to reach out to that person and maybe say a word of kindness, or to offer that I'm there to listen to your concerns. There are many missed opportunities. We know that we don't want missed opportunities. With the Holy Spirit helping us, inspiring us, Holy Spirit, help me to be open to seeing where you are leading me and leading me to those particular persons, especially that I'm called to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Remember, in our witness for Jesus Christ, we're witnessing that we're modeling Jesus in our own life, that we are imitating Christ in how we live our life, and people are attracted to that. And as we are with others, we're called to give witness to Christ for them, bring Christ in their lives. That's the beauty of witnessing. It's not something that we keep for ourselves or something that we're only enriched by. We're enriched when we share. We're enriched when we give. We're enriched when we offer that witness, because as we have known the Lord in a wonderful way, we are called to bring that wonderful Lord into the lives of others. Be open to the Holy Spirit. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to see those opportunities. And I believe it's important that we listen to Jesus today, and he tells us the cost. He doesn't want us to go into this with rose-colored glasses on. He tells us it may be difficult to give witness to him. There may be even those who are against us because of our witness, but he reminds us he's there. He's there with us in our witness. He blesses us with the Holy Spirit who will help us to speak the words that we need to speak. And even when it's difficult, we're called to remember the Lord will give us the grace. How many times I know in my own life where I need to come out of my own comfort zone. You know, I don't mind ministering here, but going a little bit outside of that, I feel a little uneasy about that. And it's important that we put our trust in the Lord. Jesus, help me to go out of my comfort zone, because that's the mission zone. That's where I need to give witness to people. And it could be anywhere. I find myself many times, and I'm finding more and more success, is in grocery stores of all places, where I go in there to buy a few items and I'm there for an hour. You know, so I can't go through the express lane because it's never express anymore. But I know that as I'm going there and as I'm buying certain items, the Holy Spirit, I feel like it's like the fruitful mission field that we have. There are people that I see the Holy Spirit wants me to go to just offer a word of, hello, how are you doing? You know, how's your day going? Whatever it might be, to open that up, and people are willing to share. People want to share about their lives, and they want to get connected with Jesus Christ. And how beautiful it is if we're in a grocery store, or in the mall, or in our workplace, or with fellow students, in our schools, wherever we're at, you don't know where Jesus is calling you to give witness to him. So be open to the opportunities and be willing to go out of your comfort zone, because that's where we find a greater blessing in our life, to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And as we do that, find that we'll be giving our witness as a blessing for other people to connect with Jesus as well, and for them to be empowered and enriched to become a witness of Jesus Christ in their lives. And I think it's important as we hear the gospel today that we're reminded once again that, you know, it is about reaching out, giving witness. At times it's difficult. Sometimes it's a little bit hurtful because we're rejected. But I think it's good in these opportunities of Steubenville that we need a little shot in the arm every so often. And the Lord provides that opportunity with this Steubenville conference that we find in wonderful people who gather here. People who are on fire with the passion of their witness for the Lord, we find that we're inspiring for one another. And to pray that as we have these days together, that we are an inspiration for one another, that we are renewed in our faith, we're renewed in our purpose, we're renewed in our conviction. I want to be a bold witness for Jesus Christ. I want to give witness to Jesus by the living of how my life is lived for Christ. How I live my life for others, how I share the story of Jesus with those that I reach out to offer witness to in the living of my life. Remember, have this as a very wonderful experience to be rejuvenated, to be renewed in your own faith, and to be renewed in your witness for so many who come here, that they may be on fire with the Lord, that the Holy Spirit may work in a wonderful way. They'll be inflamed with the charity of Christ's love, and truly be renewed in their purpose of life to give witness to Jesus. He calls all of us to be his witnesses. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you volunteering to make this happen. Obviously, to have this wonderful opportunity, this mission field, and to see this mission field as a wonderful way in which we find the kingdom of God present in what you will do for your activities. You help so many to truly come to appreciate more fully the gift of their faith, to come more fully to deepen their relationship with the Lord Jesus, and to help them to remember it's not about us. Help all of us to remember it's about giving witness to Jesus Christ. May we today, as we receive Christ and encounter him, may we pray that we may give witness to him. And in receiving our Lord, he will give us the grace. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. He will give us the grace that we can trust in the Lord, allow the Holy Spirit to work in a beautiful way in our life, and that the Holy Spirit will aid us to be a witness for Jesus Christ in many beautiful and wonderful ways.